Skills 5C. Exercise 1, page 62.
MOBA. Art too bad to be ignored. Can you imagine a museum whose motto is "Art too bad to be ignored," and which refuses to exhibit paintings because they are not bad enough? It may sound unlikely, but the Museum of Bad Art is in fact a privately owned museum which aims to collect and exhibit the worst of art. The museum began in 1994 as a kind of joke, when Scott Wilson found an awful oil painting thrown into the rubbish. He showed it to his friend Jerry Riley, who exhibited the painting to friends in his home and asked them to find more really bad art. Before long, Wilson and Riley started a collection, and Riley and his wife held the first of many receptions in the basement of their home to show the collection. They jokingly called it the opening of the Museum of Bad Art, but the joke was on them, because soon the collection became so popular that they had to find a larger exhibition space. The Museum of Bad Art was officially set up in the basement of the Dedham Community Theatre in 1995. Today, MOBA has over 500 works of bad art in its collection, and displays about 70 of these at any one time in three different art galleries in the Boston area. The collection features a variety of strange and often amusing paintings, including portraits, landscapes, seascapes, and still life. Each piece has a humorous description which helps to explain why the museum chose to have the work in its collection. The collection ranges from works by artists barely in control of the brush to others where the artist is obviously very talented, but something has gone horribly wrong. One of the museum's founders says MOBA's purpose is to celebrate an artist's right to fail gloriously. What matters is that the work is interesting enough to engage the viewer. Visitors may not want to take the paintings home with them, but they do walk away with a powerful impression of what art can be.